You are listening to NPR Illinois and Morning Edition. I'm Michelle Ackles. Illinois taxpayers typically spend at least $25 million per year to place hundreds of students outside of the state in residential treatment centers, therapeutic boarding schools, and other private facilities designed to serve students with special needs. Continuing our week-long series, Far From Home, education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains how that funding works.
Every child in America has the right to a free and appropriate public education, thanks to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, signed into law by President George H.W. Bush almost three decades ago. And if that education cannot be provided in the student's home district, they can go elsewhere, also for free. Stephanie Jones is an education attorney and former general counsel for the Illinois State Board of Education. She says the idea of sending a student to a residential facility sometimes comes from the teachers and social workers at school.
There are kids that have very significant mental health disabilities, or even kids that are on the autism spectrum as they get older, that can't be controlled in a school setting, that need a much more therapeutic setting, with people that are trained to handle a lot of violent outbursts. So I'm aware of kids that have, you know, broken plate glass windows and things like that. And that's where I've seen school districts actually recommend a residential placement that has round-the-clock mental health care to these high-needs kiddos.
But it doesn't always happen that way.
And then I see the cases where parents just can't handle the kids at home anymore. The kids are either physically aggressive or behaviorally just cannot be managed in the home environment. And those are a lot of the types of cases where I see parents coming to school districts asking for residential placement.
The district will often approve that residential placement, even if the student seems to be doing fine in school. Jennifer Smith is an attorney who has specialized in education law for more than 15 years.
Under federal law, parents have the right to send their child to a private school that they pay for upfront and then seek reimbursement from the school district if they believe the school has not offered their child an education that satisfies a number of complicated legal requirements.
Normally, special services are reserved for students who have a qualifying disability documented with an IEP or individualized education plan. But families with financial and legal resources can use unilateral placement to get the district to help pay for their student to go, for example, to a horse ranch in Utah, even if the student has never attended the local public school and does not have an IEP.
Right. Even a student who doesn't have an IEP, something, you know, for whatever reasons, the parents decide to place the student at a residential facility, and then after they've made the placement, they ask the district to evaluate the student for an IEP and fund that placement that's already been made.
If the district refuses and the family pursues due process, the district can find itself on the hook for not only a chunk of the student's tuition, but also the family's legal fees. Residential placements, though, come with an additional type of risk. A suburban mom who uses the pen name Sarah Malloy says she was shocked when she visited her autistic son in a Wisconsin facility.
I saw a member of the staff kicking a child who was on the floor, crying for their mother. They had wet their pants, and the guy who was in charge of the building kept saying, like, hey, you want to see your mom? You're gonna cut it out right now. And I brought that to the attention of the people who were administrators, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay. What do you mean, yeah, okay? If he did that on the street, he would be arrested. And if he's doing it to one, he's doing it to others.
That Wisconsin school is on a list approved by both the state of Illinois and the federal government. Tomorrow, we look at residential facilities in a state known for having looser laws and little oversight. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
And don't forget, you can also check out the series at nprillinois.org.